The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have overwhelmed the Veterans Administration healthcare system, a problem that became evident as millions of deployed and injured soldiers were coming into a system that had been used to dealing with largely geriatric care and substance abuse care from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. After reports confirmed the number of deaths had been blamed on long wait times and poor record-keeping at the VA, Secretary Eric Shinseki resigned his post. President Obama then appointed Robert McDonnell, the retired chairman, president, and CEO of Procter & Gamble.
I'm determined to take business practices and apply them to government and make them work. And I think so far, with what we've done, the changes we've made, the improvements we've seen, it works.
Part of the reforms signed into law in late 2014 included the Veterans Choice Card program to give veterans the choice of care outside of the overloaded VA system. Patricia Murphy is reporting on military and veterans issues as part of a public radio collaboration between KUOW in Seattle, KPCC in California, and WUNC in North Carolina. Patricia's first questions were about this Veterans Choice Card.
What this choice card is supposed to mean to veterans who qualify for the program is that if they can't get an appointment within 30 days, a medically necessary appointment within 30 days from the VA, they are supposed to be able to call the choice program administrator in their area and get connected with outside care. Also, if they live 40 miles as the crow flies from a VA facility, they should be able to, again, call that number on the program card and get connected with care locally in their community.
That sounds simple enough, but what's actually happening in practice?
Well, the 40-mile rule is particularly vexing for veterans because the crow flies doesn't make much sense to a veteran who lives, say, 38 miles from a facility, but they have to drive a long way around to get to that facility because of either the way the roads run, or in our case, for our veterans up in San Juan County, they have to take a ferry.
Everyone at the hospital thinks that we're covered if we have to take a ferry. There's quite a few people I talk to at the VA that think that. So people don't know what's really happening.
That is 89-year-old Gloria Heppner, and she is a veteran, a Navy wave, actually, from World War II, who lives up in San Juan County in Friday Harbor, which is in North Puget Sound here, outside of Seattle. She automatically qualifies for the program because of that ferry rule. Now, in her case, she had a heart attack and was told by people at the hospital, because they know this choice program is active, that she should qualify. And in fact, she was one of the veterans who was told, no, I'm sorry, this program does not apply to you.
When I talked to the lady that's the intermediary, she says, I have to cancel that appointment. It's not proper. And then when you get okayed with choice, you call them and make another appointment.
She sounds pretty frustrated. Am I wrong there?
Well, it's interesting because Gloria Heppner is of a generation of people who do not complain, right? What she's concerned about is that she is low income. She cannot afford to pay outside for her care. She's worried about the other veterans in the San Juan Islands. Most of them are at least Vietnam era. They should qualify for this program. Her concern is that she needs to get this care. She wants this appointment next month. She's being told to cancel it, and she's worried.
And she's not the only one that's worried.
The message that the veteran hears is, we can't help you. So I think that's really the frustrating part.
And that's John Beckham, who's director of Health Plan Management Services at Puget Sound VA. Is the Veterans Administration itself frustrated with the way the federal government is administering this program?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, because, of course, there are members of Congress who say that this bureaucratic issue that is going on within this program is part of a long-standing problem that the VA has with allowing people to go outside of its system. Some people say it's just growing pains. You know, certainly the VA is doing what it can at this point to try to get the correct veterans connected with their medical records to get outside care and to help people like Gloria.
I mean, part of the theory here is that veterans need to be able to go out of network, in quotes, to take advantage of healthcare facilities that, aren't so backlogged like the VA is. And that was the headline, you know, almost a year ago, where there were all these problems with vets spending, you know, hours and hours and weeks waiting for care. But this doesn't necessarily answer the problem here.
No, at least in its current form, it is not answering the problem. And the other side of this VA Choice Act is that certain VAs, like Puget Sound VA, got a lot of money to hire new doctors. So the idea is that while the VA hires enough people to care for patients within the network, we will allow them to go outside of the network till we can, you know, synergize the amount of doctors we need to provide this care. It is not playing out that way right now.
And as you see the problems, are these problems with the providers? Are these problems with the federal administrators? Is it a problem with the veterans themselves not having the right information?
This card was provided to every single U.S. veteran in the VA system. It didn't matter if they qualified for choice care or not. They all got cards, which was a problem. The VA is having issues getting the records for the veterans who need choice care to the program's administrator, TriWest. TriWest is fielding what they're saying is 10,000 calls a day from veterans, and they're trying to get this program up and running as well. You know, a lot of what I'm hearing from the VA and from TriWest is Congress's timeline for this rollout was too short.
What are politicians saying about this? Because, you know, senators and congressmen really jumped in to try to make sure that veterans were getting the services that they need. Who's watching this program roll out?
This was Congress's answer to the Phoenix VA scheduling scandal, right? This was a program that was built out of the ire of Congress at what was going on within the VA. So at this point, I'm hearing pretty much from every district, senators and congressmen saying, I'm still getting phone calls from veterans who are not getting connected to the care that they need. Why is this so difficult?
The problem is when you call, you're often told you don't qualify. You're not on our list, but then there's nothing a veteran can do about to say, wait a minute, I can't, I should be, I am. And the end result is our veterans are still waiting.
That's Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. Is there anything he can do about this here?
Well, you know, they're all following this. And the word on the street is that the VA is asking in its current budget right now to reallocate some of this VA choice care money as it sees fit. And this is really irritating some members of Congress. Some of them are saying this is a complete non-starter. You will not reallocate this money.
Tricia Murphy, reporter at KOW in Seattle, focusing on military affairs and veterans issues and seeing some serious veteran frustration with the Veterans Choice Program. Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks, John.